Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1. Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome. Just Danny today. I'm running a solo show. What's hot in the strip clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I had this show idea, and I thought I would bring it to you guys and see what you think of it. The show is called Where Did That Sound Come From? Because we all know a lot of music samples older music. Music that's been out for a while, etc. So what I wanted to do was bring you some songs and see if you know where the original sample came from. You got that? Then keep tabs, keep track on how you did, and I'll let you know at the end of the show how you can tell me and give me your score sheet, etc. Okay, I'm going to start off real easy here. This is the song Wild Wild West by Will Smith. Listen to 30 seconds of it and then tell me where the sample came from.
Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, no you don't want nada, none of this, six gunning this, brother running this, Buffalo Soldier, look it's like I told you.
Okay, like I said, that was an easy one I think anyway. It came from 1976, Stevie Wonder with I Wish, and this is what Stevie's version sounded like. Will Smith really did not change a whole lot in that. That's pretty much of a direct copy. But Stevie Wonder sang in the Wild Wild West song, so obviously he okayed it. Next one, I've got a newer song. This is by Iggy Azalea. It's called Money Come. I'm going to play 30 seconds of it, and you see if you can tell me where the original sample came from.
Come on, bounce.
Okay, that was Money Come by Iggy Azalea. I think this is another easy one. Hopefully you got it right. The original song was from 1993, and if you said it was done by K7, Come Baby Come, then you are 100% correct. Okay. This is the K7 version.
Come on, bounce. Bounce. Come on, bounce.
Seven always in control. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bounce.
I slammed the door. Boom. When I come into the bedroom.
Bam, bam.
Cause I'm the king of the castle.
Nah, nah.
Turn me on, turn me loose.
Come on, come on.
Try to hit it, it's a hassle. Come get some of this. Don't forget the innuendo.
And Iggy's people did not really change the music much at all. So hopefully that was an easy one for you. Okay, where am I? Big Boss Vet, new artist out, or newer artist out. She has a song called Get It. And I want to see if you know where this original sample came from. Here's Get It.
Hoes, listen up. Go and get your money, never ask a man for none. Cause if he ain't got a bankroll, you can give his ass back to them stank hoes.
Where you go?
Just play it cool. If you trying to sell your dreams, let me tell you what to do. Gotta cut him off quick. You can't fuck with no man that still let his mama scream.
So that was Big Boss Vet. Where did that sample come from? 1981 brought us Roger Troutman and Zapp. So Rough, So Tough. Here's how that one went. How are you doing so far? We're four songs in. Are you three songs in? Are you three for three? Keep your score. We're going to find out at the end how you did. Song number four. This is a Tyga song called Bop's Going Brazy. Where did this original sound come from?
I stop, listen, hip got a western. If I reach for, hope your boy get the message. Hope that he Christian, wow. Need a blessing. Shorty back it up like she looking for directions. You ain't threatening, you ain't stepping. I'm shining, chain is a weapon. Clips I'm grinding, grind. I ain't stressing. Your boyfriend a groupie, heard he a yes man.
Okay, that was Tyga, Bop's Going Brazy. Where did that original sound come from? If you said Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice, you were 100% wrong. Nope, that song originally came from 1981. Queen and David Bowie did Under Pressure, and here's how that went. I'm guessing the older people got that, the younger people missed it. Yeah, that was a trick question. Okay, our fifth song coming up here. This is a newer song that's out all over the place. Doja Cat recorded it. It's called Paint the Town Red.
Yeah, bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head.
Okay, the sampled part is the vocal part, the walk on by. Where did that song come from? That sample come from? That copy come from? It came from 1964. Dionne Warwick recorded Walk On By.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
That sounds like elevator music, doesn't it? Dionne Warwick, 1964, Walk On By. We are five in. We have five to go, and they'll be next.
Hey, what's up? This is Tinashe, and you are listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, welcome to Where Did That Sound Come From? A What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We're five in. We got five to go. Hopefully you are 5-5. 5-4-5. Again, at the end of it, I'll let you know how you can tell me how you did. Let's go to a great song. Everybody had to memorize the words to this one back when it came out. This is the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
I said a hip hop, a hibbit to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Yeah, that was like a 15-minute long song, and everybody had to memorize all the words to it. I remember that. But did you know that's not original music? Nope, the original came out in 1979 in the disco era. The band was Chic, C-H-I-C. You may know them better for their song La Freak, but this is Chic's Good Times, where the sample came from. And now you know. Okay, back to a newer song. This is Paul Russell, Boo Thing.
Look, let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do say. Girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm
Paul Russell, Boo Thing. Where did that sample come from? Well, if you said Mariah Carey, Emotions, you are incorrect. She copied it from a band called The Emotions and their song Best of My Love from 1977. And this is that song. A Will Smith song earlier, so I figured I'd do another one here. Getting Jiggy With It, Will Smith. Where did the sample come from?
Bring it. What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit.
Okay, so that was the original, but did you know that was a copy of an older song? Yes, it was. The original for that came out in 1979 in the disco era. The band was Sister Sledge. Now, they were known mostly for We Are Family, which everybody knows that song, but this was another one of theirs. This is the one they copied. It's called He's the Greatest Dancer from 1979. Disco. Damn, brings back a lot of memories. Sister Sledge, He's the Greatest Dancer. We are 8 songs in. Are you 8 for 8? Are you 0 for 8? Are you 4 for 8? Again, I'm going to tell you how you can let me know in 2 more songs. I have 2 songs left. This song I'm going to play for you is by Jermaine Dupri and Nas. It's titled I've Got to Have It. I think this is another easy one.
Oh. So dead. See, this one's about right here. Understands me? My life real. I don't know about y'all. Everything I do is an event. Nas, Monica, and me. When it comes to my honeys in the strip club, something on dubs in the middle of the block like what? Say my name. See me with the
Christmas. Yeah, I know that was too easy, right? Okay, it was Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel, 1986, and this is how that one went. Okay, 1 left to go. Are you ready? The final one. And after this song, I'll tell you how you can tell me what your score is. I'm going to play Notorious B.I.G.'s song called Notorious.
It took about like 20 G's from Juno.
Notorious.
Get the next door up out of here. Be snoring all night. I can't sleep.
Notorious.
And all that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my
bad boy, man. Come on.
Notorious.
doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half, feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath.
And I ended on an easy one just so you would do well. That was Notorious by Notorious B.I.G. And this is where they copied it. Notorious from 1985 by Duran Duran.
Notorious.
I'm hoping you're going to tell me that you went 10 for 10. So here's where you tell me your score. I want you to go on Facebook and join our Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Just search What's Hot in the Strip Clubs on Facebook. It'll bring you to the group, and I want you to let me know in there. How did you do? 1 for 1, 1 for 10, 10 for 10, 0 for 10. Boy, if you're 0 for, that's bad. That's bad. So what did you think? Should I do more shows like this? Let me know also in those comment sections as well. And all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Rock Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, and Behind the Curtain, can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.